Figures from the Good Happenings Food Bank in South River show a large increase in the number of people and households that need a helping hand. Food Bank Coordinator Jackie Lockhart said that between October 2024 and February 2025, the number of households accessing the agency nearly doubled, growing to 74 from 42. The number of individuals rose from 118 to 141, calling it a huge increase. In addition to serving South River residents, the food bank also helps people in Macher, Lount, and Laurier. Combined, the four communities have a population of about 4,450. Lockhart said she believes the reason for the increase is that despite grocery prices coming down as well as inflation, those numbers still remain high compared to when those rates began to increase in early 2022. Lockhart said the clientele represents all demographics, from people on disabilities, some with Ontario Works, and the working class. "I have one client who works full-time with three kids and can't make ends meet," she said. "We've seen increases every month and we're hoping it levels off soon." The increase in the number of people and households accessing the food bank has put a bit of a strain on the organization, Lockhart said, adding that fortunately, many people regularly donate food and money to Good Happenings in addition to fundraisers that help keep the shelves as full as possible. To stretch the food bank dollars, Lockhart watches the grocery flyers and mostly buys what's on sale. If it's not on sale, chances are she'll skip buying certain items if they are non-essential like jams. The food bank buys its goods from the Fresh Mart in South River, Foodland in Sundridge and Food Basics in North Bay, and Lockhart says it has great relationships with all three food providers. For example, clients who need milk can pick up a milk voucher at the food bank and exchange it at the local Fresh Mart. "It saves me the time from having to bring bags of milk here," Lockhart said. Additionally, Food Bank board member Ann Bush said all three grocery stores are very supportive and accommodating. "Sometimes we'll call and ask if they can make smaller meat packages, like putting two pork chops in a package," Bush said. "And when they have specials like a limit of six per customer, we'll call asking if we can have 48 at the sale price, and they say okay. Anything we've asked for, they always accommodate us." Linda Bass, the food bank's treasurer, said it takes about $1,500 per month to operate the agency. All the workers and board members are volunteers. The food bank operates next to Employment North at 131 Ottawa Avenue. It has a separate entrance and pays Employment North minimal rent. Clients mostly access the food bank once a month, and Lockhart said, "Generally, people don't take more than what they need, which is wonderful because it doesn't put a strain on our supplies. There is a vetting process for people to access the food bank, which Bass said is important to make sure only people who need food get it. So, people thinking of donating to the food bank can feel confident their donation gets to where it needs to go and it helps someone who needs it," Bass said. The food bank has been at the Ottawa Avenue location since April 2023, after leaving its former, smaller Hunter Street site. Lockhart said being next to Employment North has been very beneficial. "The food bank is open only one day a week for clients to pick up food and for donations to be dropped off. However, Employment North is open on weekdays and people regularly drop off non-perishable food goods at the agency." Lockhart noted there are times when the food bank completely runs out of goods or is very low on supplies and it's not yet time to make a weekly shop. That's when she turns to the food bank's Facebook page and asks area residents for goods. Lockhart said people always step up. For example, right now Good Happenings has an extra need for canned meats. "We have lots of canned tuna, but not much else," Lockhart said. "We could use tins of flakes of ham, flakes of chicken, and corned beef." Another major supporter of the food bank, Lockhart said, is the South River Lions. When they have an event, the Lions make sure there's an area where people can drop off food goods. Additionally, when the food bank puts its Christmas hamper together, the Lions supply the clients with the choice of a turkey or ham, plus a toy. About 100 hampers are prepared each Christmas, and Lockhart said the food bank volunteers put enough food in the hampers to provide clients with breakfast, lunch, and a Christmas dinner. Lockhart also pointed to the students at South River Public School as big helpers. Sometimes twice a year, the young boys and girls will arrive in a large formation at the food bank, each carrying a couple of cans of food. The food bank is open each Thursday from 1 to 5:30 p.m. Cash donations are accepted during those times. The public can also make donations through CanadaHelps.org or send an e-transfer to goodhappeningsfb@gmail.com. Both methods will result in the donor receiving a tax receipt. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter with NorthBayNipissing.com. LJI is funded by the Government of Canada.